Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In Jamaica, there are many strong-willed and determined people who have fought and won their battle against breast cancer. Welcome to Healthline, where we'll hear the stories of several survivors of the deadly disease. I greeted Eulalie Callum at the gate to her home. She wore lively short roller set curls in her hair and a bright smile on her face. We quickly got settled on her veranda as she made herself ready to answer my questions about one of the most challenging periods of her life. Mrs. Callum underwent a mastectomy in 2014 after she found a lump under her armpit and another in her breast. A mastectomy is a surgical procedure to remove a breast.
Had to make a lot of changes. First, I had to make changes in deodorants that I used. I had to make changes in the food that I ate. You know, my whole diet was totally changed. And I think the biggest change that I've made is how to deal with stress. Because I think that stress played a very, very big part.
Mrs. Callum says her journey was difficult, especially because the cost for treatment and medication was so expensive. There were days she felt like giving up.
Just dealing with it mentally, knowing that it's a possibility that you might die, you know, even the stress on your family to take care of you, and even, you know, your family thinking that they might lose their parent. Medication, treatments, it's very stressful.
49-year-old Marcia Wright is also a breast cancer survivor. Miss Wright, who has been cancer-free for 12 years, says it was by chance that she heard a program on the radio describing how to do a self-breast exam. She says even after finding a lump, she ignored it for 3 years until she finally decided to do a mammogram. By March of that year, Miss Wright underwent a mastectomy to remove her breast. The basic school teacher went on to share how the surgery impacted her personal life.
Well, I feel unwanted. I felt that my lover did not, because he started to do some things out of the relationship. So it allows you to feel unwanted. Going out on the road, doing chemotherapy, losing hair, losing weight, other people, because you know the rapid thing now, what is in was AID, because I did not disclose anything. So most persons say AID, and I was like, okay, no problem, because I know what I have.
Miss White says recovery was difficult, noting that at one point her lungs collapsed, and just getting caught in a drizzle following a chemotherapy session could put her in the hospital for days.
I end up at the university hospital, 10 days in coma. So that was from the 13th to the 23rd, I was in coma. And all that time, it was my son's birthday during this month. So all that time, I was holding on to see him.
Both Miss Wright and Mrs. Callum had strong systems of support and motivation from family and friends, which helped to make their journeys easier. Mrs. Callum says her family would ease her fears of chemo, and Miss Wright described the many nights of prayer over her bed that her children would perform. As Jamaica observes Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you are encouraged to perform the self-breast exam at home and to get screened for the disease. Survivors in need of support may contact Reach to Recovery at 978-0375 or email jareachtorecovery@gmail.com. Meetings are held on the second Tuesday of each month at the Webster Memorial Church Hall at 53 Halfway Tree Road. Thanks for tuning in to Healthline this week. I am Twyla Whelan. Please join us again next week, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.